health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening on this Thursday morning, July 26th, you're On Point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It absolutely doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT Network this Thursday morning. Well, if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:34 a.m. And I tell you what, as we were rolling in this morning, I told DC, I said, it's crisp and cool, and it almost feels like summer is ending. But you know that the heat is coming back later this afternoon. But this morning, if you're just getting going, it feels incredible outside. So enjoy the morning. And I'd like to remind you to stay engaged. There's so many accidents happening, so much going on. Stay engaged. Be careful. Be mindful that kids are still out of school and they're playing everywhere. Yesterday, as we were coming in from out of town, kids just don't move out of the streets. So we have to be mindful about watching out for them because they're not watching out for us. And as I talk about yesterday, you know, we have had the Little Leaguers in Alexandria, Alexandria Pineville. Alexandria is hosting the Little League State All-Star Games. And let me tell you, I can't stop talking about it, DC, because it's been nothing short of incredible. Every night has been like a crescendo. It builds and it builds and it builds. And it just when you think, well, it couldn't get any better, it gets better. DC, what about Lafayette and Lake Charles last night? That game was...
It was outstanding.
It was outstanding. And so going into the game, we were thinking, well, Lake Charles, South Lake Charles has been playing every day. Would they be tired? Would they be worn down? But most importantly, would they be intimidated by the Lafayette Little Leaguers?
Absolutely. And they responded brilliantly.
Mm-hmm.
It was an excellent game. Of course, in the first game of the first game that they played in the tournament, Lafayette beat Lake Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they had the bull pitcher. Well, the pitcher can't pitch until tonight.
Uh-huh.
Lake Charles beat Lafayette, so they're now 1-1.
They're all
knotted
up.
Whoever wins tonight wins the tournament.
Wow.
And goes to the regional, which is in
Waco.
Texas.
But listen, these kids have played stellar. I mean, they have been so on point. How incredible has it been for us to watch these kids perform?
Absolutely. It's like watching a home run derby. Kids that are 12 years old hitting balls over the gate at about 250 to 300 feet. It's just something to see.
It is something to see. Now, more people came out yesterday for the Lafayette Lake Charles game. But listen, we want to say to parents, you need to, if your kids are interested in baseball, Little League Baseball, D.C., they need to be out at the ballpark.
Absolutely. These same kids that we're watching right now will be.
Mm-hmm.
One of these teams will be in the World Series. Lafayette was in the World Series last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost out deep, deep in it. But one of these teams are going to be in the World Series, and we will be watching them on TV in the coming weeks.
Absolutely. And let me just say, some of the kids have been so, all of them, but just some of the kids have just stood out. And I mean, they're playing with such poise for little gentlemen, little young men. I tell you, they're under pressure and they just step up to the plate and they just literally hit it out of the park. Now, this is not a huge feel, but the power that these kids are displaying and the intensity with which they're playing is just second to none, D.C.
Absolutely. It's phenomenal. It is a sight to see.
And so there's a couple of kids that just caught our attention, and Kirkland Banks is one of them. And he's on the South Lake Charles team. They've got some bull pitchers on that team. And even the little kids that you think, what are they going to do? They're stepping up to the plate, and they're hitting the ball with such confidence and such power. It is absolutely unbelievable. Now, what we're seeing in our area is we're seeing the kids, they make it to state, but they can't go any further. And they can't get deep into the tournament because they're seeing these kids come in and play and they're automatically intimidated. And so this is why we're saying to parents, to coaches, to players, you gotta be at the baseball park to see the intensity, to see the commitment, to see the vigor in with which these kids are playing.
Absolutely. And if you're a coach and you've got players,
mm-hmm,
and you want to see what it looks like to win, mm-hmm, to actually be able to beat this type of team, you have to see it first.
Absolutely.
Because if you come in blind with your Little League team thinking that you'll just be able to go in and beat them,
mm-hmm,
that's not – it's just – it's too much. It's too much. You have to see it to be able to compete with it.
Mm-hmm. And again, we can't say enough about Chris Jacobs and the whole staff.
Absolutely.
In Alexandria, you guys have been nothing short of incredible. I mean, they have hosted this tournament, D.C. No real controversy at all. The umps have been clear-cut and fair across the board. And it has just been something incredible for this city to host, but it's been even more incredible for us to even just watch.
Oh, we're having just a phenomenal time going out to watch it.
So it's
Deuce is really enjoying
it. Deuce is enjoying it. And you know what? We always talk about putting our kids in places where they can visualize and where they can step up, maybe not right now, but step up in their minds and speak to possibility. And Deuce has just been enthralled with watching the players and watching the level of play. And we know that the more we position our kids to look and to think bigger, the more that they will. But you gotta put them in position. And I can't say it enough. It's a nominal cost. All they're asking for is parking. You could bring a busload of kids for $5. So tonight is the last night of the tournament. South Lake Charles and Lafayette will meet again. And South Lake Charles won last night. And I'm going to tell you, again, they opened up the can. They opened up the can, D.C.
They won in convincing fashion.
Yes, they did. And so it's a whole new ball game now.
Absolutely.
So tonight is the night. So we want to encourage parents, kids. We want to encourage the community to go out and support these two teams. And what we couldn't believe is that it's happening right here in our city.
Yeah, it's happening right here in Alexandria. And it's amazing that it's not a lot of people out there just coming to see the possibility.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't think of missing it.
Absolutely not. And we, after work, we drive home and we drive back. That's just how fun and exciting it's been at the ballpark. And not only that, we're hosting other cities from around the state that are coming into our town. And I know that you all have been gracious. They have donned our restaurants and our hotels, and they have been wonderful guests. So we want to say to all of the families and the kids that came in from Bogalusa, that came in from Bossier, that came in from Jonesboro, that came in from Lake Charles and Lafayette, you know, you guys have been incredible. We hope that you have enjoyed the stay and have enjoyed the hospitality, because I know there are a couple of people for sure that we have just enjoyed having those teams here. And last night when we were driving home, Deuce said, you know, it's amazing that it's right here in our city and we don't have to go to Lake Charles or Lafayette to watch the games. And so we've got to get engaged. We've got to get our kids engaged. And, you know, we, for one, have said, you know what, school is about to crank back up and it's time to put down the video games. It's time to start getting re-energized and getting our kids back in the mindset of heading back to school. And so that's what we're doing. We want to encourage you to do it as well. We've got an incredible show as we talk about back to school. Guess what? It's uniform time. It's schoolless time. It's time to get back to school. And that's what we're going to be talking about this morning on Point. So we want you to stay with us. Stay on Point. We'll be back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. get on the path to financial security, and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlett Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on point
with Carlett Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. Can you believe it? It's Thursday already. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network, it's sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. For more information about putting your money in the right place, making sure that it grows and it's there for you over the long haul, Carol Kinder is where you want to start. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa and her team serve Rapides Parish and surrounding areas, and you can phone them at 318-487-1881. And Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. You can phone Daryl and his team at 318-443-5741. It doesn't matter if your vehicle is domestic or foreign, they're on point to serve you. Now, as we're switching gears, you know, we've been talking a lot about back to school drives. And I know it's something that parents, we really don't want to think about. But the fact of the matter is this, the time is rapidly approaching for kids to head back to school. And what we're talking about this morning is the Rapides Parish Library is partnering with the Rapides Parish School Board to supply gently used uniforms and school supplies for those children that are registered as homeless. And here to talk about this very, very important subject is Pam Martin. She's the branch manager of the Gunter Branch Library right here in Rapides Parish in Alexandria. Pam, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So happy to have you. It's a tough subject to talk about, Pam, because, you know, when we got the story, it's hard to believe that there are kids in Rapides Parish that are actually homeless, and not just a few kids.
No, ma'am, it's not a few. Last year there were 700
and the number has been as high as 900. And these are kids that might be living with a grandparent for whatever reason. Some of them are in shelters, and some of them just bounce back and forth between relatives' house. They have no permanent address.
Wow. And you know what? It's sad to say, but it's happening every day, and we've talked about it on this show. Grandparents raising grandkids, and most of those grandparents are on fixed incomes.
Yes, they are. And I know as a working mom of two kids, it's hard to get everything that your children need for school.
Absolutely, it's hard. And so you guys have partnered, the Rapides Parish Library is partnering with the Rapides Parish School Board. And how can the community get involved in this movement and be the change that they want to see?
When you are cleaning out your closet, getting ready to go uniform shopping, anything you have that's gently used that your child has outgrown, just bring it to any Rapides Parish Library and drop it off. They will route it to the Gunner Branch on 28 East in Pineville, and then we route it to Miss Linda Ellington with the school board. She has over 10 schools that she partners with that are very needy, and she disperses the uniforms, the school supplies, out to them.
And you know, when we first saw the story, Pam, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to know that kids who really can't do anything for themselves may not have uniforms, or parents, grandparents, or families where these kids are going back and forth or trying to figure out, what do we do?
Right. It really is hard. And, you know, sometimes you think, that's not my problem, or I don't know anybody. But the more you talk to people, the more you will realize that you know somebody. It might not come up in everyday conversation.
Right.
But if you talk deep enough, you do know somebody.
And you know, sometimes we get so busy in the course of our lives and our day that we forget that our neighbor, someone in our community, is actually having a struggle. Because people just seem to get it done. But for others, it's just a real struggle. And that's why we wanted to have this conversation, to really make our listeners aware that there are some people that are struggling way more than what we know.
You're right. I think everybody wants to make it look like they're okay. There's that little bit of, I can take care of myself. But, you know, we're called to be our brother's keeper.
Absolutely.
And we get so busy. It's funny you say that. I have a bag of clothes in my car that's been riding in there for 2 days. And I work at the library, and I can't get them inside. And I have three more in my house by the front door that I'll take that tomorrow. I'll take that tomorrow. But the need is now. You know, these kids are getting ready to go back to school. The need is really now.
Absolutely.
Now, the need is also throughout the year.
We're
doing the drive twice a year in August for back to school. And then we'll also do it again at the end of the school year. You know, when you start going through that closet for the first time, thinking, okay, what have they really outgrown and we're not going to need next year?
Right.
We'll do it then also. But right now is the real big initial need, and not only for uniforms but for supplies also. So if you're out there shopping and buying supplies, pick up a 20-cent notebook, a pack of colors, some Kleenex, a backpack. Everything will be used and is really needed,
and everything counts. But I want to talk about, Pam, because initially I could feel your passion for this. Where does your passion come from to help kids and help families? She said, you're going to make me cry. But this is what it's about. It's about passion. And passion to me, Pam, speaks to possibility.
My passion comes from the Lord. That's all I can say. I really feel that, personally, I was put in the DeVille area for a reason. And I love working at the library. And I have story time this morning. I'll have toddlers coming in, and it is my favorite part of my week, all those kids coming in, reading books and listening to stories and just having a great time. But, you know, we really have to take care of our kids. They're our future. And, you know, Jesus called the kids to him, and we need to call them to us to have a great future. I was listening to the program earlier, and they were talking about voting, and it's so important to go out and exercise your right to vote and to make sure that you're doing everything you can today to make the future better. I have a 9-year-old. Well, she just turned 10. But if I don't do something today to make her future better,
that's right,
she's going to be in a bad spot.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about how it's important, critically important, for each and every one of us to be the change that we want to see in a child's life this school year. You're on point, everybody. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing. Sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry flavor Chiller at McDonald's. Cold, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. At participating McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Drs. Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Hello, I am Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business, and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk Show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart dedicated to excellence. Also, Davis One Stop. It doesn't matter if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71. The only place to stop is Davis One Stop. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
You know, if you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're joined by Pam Martin. She's the branch manager of the Gunter Branch Library. And we're talking about back to school. And you know, it's really, really hard to hear that some 900 children are registered as homeless in Rapides Parish, and some live in shelters. Others spend a night or two with family or friends, but really don't have permanent addresses. And so what the library has partnered with the Rapides Parish School Board to do is to find a community of people that would say, yes, I will help, by donating gently used uniforms. And Pam, we were talking during the break, and just as we were talking, I realized that we've got a closet full of, do you see, new shirts that were never worn, and even some new pants because of our kid changing schools or just whatever, for whatever reason. And so we want to encourage people to go in their children's closets and find what they can find that will be a blessing.
Yes, just bring anything that you have, any gently used school uniforms. And it doesn't matter what color the shirt is, because there are 10 different schools, and so they will all have different colors.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, anything that your child has outgrown or no longer likes, bring that also, because some of these siblings, some of these children have siblings maybe that don't go to school. They need after school wear, different things like that. So everything will be used.
And they're also asking for belts.
Yes. With the uniform policy, all children need belts, either black or brown. So those are always in need.
And they're looking for sizes of all, clothes of all sizes.
Correct. Elementary through high school.
So this is an opportunity not only for the community to get involved, but you're also asking that churches get involved.
Yes. Anything that churches can do would be awesome. I know a lot of churches sometimes have garage sales for fundraisers or whatever. If you have any leftover clothes, bring them to us, to any Rapides Parish Library, and we will get them to Miss Linda Ellington at the school board.
And so is there going to be a set date, Pam, for when those uniforms are going to start to be distributed?
I'm not sure what Miss Linda's time frame is. I'm sure it will be within the next couple of weeks, with school starting on August the 17th. She did come by the library on Tuesday and pick up several bags of clothes. And Monday morning, she said she had 8 phone calls about supplies. So she is in the process right now. Our drive is actually going through August the 31st.
Okay.
But if you can't make that deadline, we do accept clothes all the time.
Well, this is just an excellent opportunity, and as Pam and I were talking during the break, I can't tell you how many parents that I have spoken to just this summer that have talked about how their kids have grown, they've grown up, they've grown taller, and so we know that parents won't be using those uniforms, and a lot of times you just kind of discard those things, and we want to encourage people to reach out, those uniforms that are usable, though.
Right. Please make sure that it is gently used. I helped my daughter clean out her closet. We had a trash pile, a donation pile, and, maybe another pile. But
Another possible pile.
And there were some things that I might let my child run around during the summer in, but I would be embarrassed to donate it. And so,
you know, this is really, really, really important. We don't want to give, I know I don't personally, I don't want to give anybody anything that I wouldn't want my own child to wear.
Right.
And so when you say gently used, it's a gentle word, but really what it means is don't bring your junk. You know, because think about these kids, they're already having challenges as it is, not really having a stable place to be and to exist, to live and to flourish in. And we want those kids to feel good about going to school, good about what they're wearing. So bring your best. Bring the best of what you have. And then, Pam, there are going to be those people that are going to say, you know what, I can buy new uniforms and I can donate new uniforms. There are going to be those people as well.
Yes, actually, I had a phone call yesterday from a customer who said she found some sweaters on sale in town for $1.50 or so, and she snagged them all up. And I said, bring them down. If you find something on sale that's within your budget, or, you know, even if it's tight, bring it down. It will be appreciated. These kids need to be prepared to go to school so that they can flourish, so that they can get the grades they need to get to become productive citizens.
Absolutely. And this is happening in our community. This is happening right here in Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. 900 kids. That's so many kids. And when you think about it, it really makes your brain go tilt, 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 because we really don't think that there are that many children out there that are having these kind of challenges.
You're right. It is just impossible to wrap your head around number, but they're out there, and we need to help.
We need to help. And so for people that want to help, Pam, what's the number to call, and who do they need to connect with?
Well, you can call me at the Gunner Branch, 443-7259, or you can just go into your local library. We have 10 branches in the Rapides Parish.
Wow.
And just go into your local library and talk to any of the clerks. They'll be able to help you out, take your clothes in, and they'll hook you up. Or you can go to our website, www.rpl.org, and get any of the information that you need.
Okay, and also Linda Ellington is an integral part of this as well. And there's a number listed for her that's 318-442-8891.
Correct.
And so people can either reach out to you, Pam Martin, at 318-443-7295, or Miss Linda Ellington, or any of the 10 branches in Rapides Parish, and you guys are going to make for certain that those school uniforms and school supplies get to those some 900 kids that are in real need this school year.
Yes, last year one of the branches called and said, Pam, we just had some donations and there's some things in here that really aren't school uniforms or even school age items, some shoes and stuff. I said, send them down. Anything that anybody donates to the library for this program will go straight to Miss Linda Ellington. We are not going through it to see if it's appropriate, if it is gently used, or what it is. It goes in the same bag that it came in to Miss Linda, and she sorts.
And you know, as you say that brings up another job of having to sort that stuff. So people who are listening that really have a heart for children, especially a heart for children that really can't help themselves, make sure that this stuff is stuff that doesn't have to be sorted through, to be thrown away. Make sure, if you can, and I know that you can because you guys are incredible, make sure that they're things that are going to be able to be ready to be used. You know, that they don't have to be laundered and cleaned. Make sure that they're clean and ready to go.
I washed 2 extra loads of clothes the other day. Everything that came out the closet, the chest of drawers, it got washed before it was folded and put in the bag to be donated.
Absolutely. And we know that there are people that have a heart for kids and a heart for families because, you know, it's someone else's kids today, but you never know when it will be our kid or somebody that we love that's challenged in this way. And when we saw this story, we really, really wanted to share it with our listeners, Pam, because it's critical. It's critical for communities and churches and organizations that are looking to serve their community to come out, come together, and be the change that they want to see.
We are called to serve, and except for the grace of God, we could be right there also.
Absolutely. And one of the things that Pam said is that I'm not a big talker, but you know what? You are a servant, and we could see that immediately. And so, Pam, we want to thank you for your passion. We want to thank you for all that you do for these kids. Reading a lot of these kids that you're reading to may never be read to.
You're right. I have story time at my branch this morning at 10:30, and it's so important to read to your children, to get them books in their hands. You have to start early and train them upright.
Absolutely. Pam Martin, she's the branch manager at the Gunter Branch Library. It's all about back to school, and you know what? 900 kids, 900 plus kids, are too many kids that are considered homeless. And for those people that need to connect with this drive, we say that there is no shame. There is no shame in saying, I need help. God has put people like Pam Martin, Linda Ellington, all of the great men and women who serve the library and who serve at the Rapides Parish School Board to be the change that they want to see in our community. So we're asking that you connect. The number again is 318-443-7295, or you can reach out to Miss Linda Ellington at 318-442-8899. Pam, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being the change that you want to see in your community.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Remember, that's any of the 10 parish libraries in Rapides Parish. You can go by and you can take those gently used school uniforms. And I know for one, we'll be heading the charge. We'll be taking uniforms over there, and we want to encourage you to do that as well. It's tough enough that kids are going to school without what they need. Also school supplies, and we'll be reaching out to people that are going to be doing school supply drives and churches so that we can let you know what's happening before school starts. Pam, again, thank you. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more right after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence.
Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Teresa Slater, Executive Director of the Cabrini Foundation and the Children's Miracle Network. I would like to thank On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas for helping us at the Children's Miracle Network. Thanks, Team OPT, for being an advocate for change.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with Kyle Wolf and his team. In Avoyelles Parish, the number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to HixsonHasIt.com. Ray Hyde, Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, will they remove your doubts? If you've been in an accident and you need vehicle restoration, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is where you should start. If you're just joining the OPT this morning, we want to just reiterate, you know, it's hard for us to find out everything that's going on with every organization. But you know what? If you've got something that's going on that you're trying to get out there, you need to call our producers. You can call our offices at 318-445-5658, or you can go straight to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Just as we have connected with the Repeats Parish Library, we want to connect with efforts that are going on in the community, because who knew, DC, 900 kids that are either living with their grandparents or living from what the old people used to call from pillar to post. You know, that's tough. That's tough. And you really, really don't know what that feels like unless you have someone in your family that's doing that. There are so many reasons why grandparents are raising grandchildren. And let's just remember that most of those grandparents are on fixed incomes. And so when they take those children in, it's an added financial strain for them to get school clothes and get school supplies. And I can tell you that every year, it seems like the school list gets just a little bit more expansive. The school fees seem to get just a little bit more hectic. And those are for families that are really accustomed to doing this. But when you have kids that, you know, someone's trying to put together to make sure that they have what they need. Well, this is why this program, this drive, this movement is so important. The Rapides Parish Library has partnered with the Rapides Parish School Board to collect gently used school uniforms. So we want to just ask, this is not a challenge. We're asking that you go into your kids' school uniforms from last year. Sometimes you're like us, you have uniforms that maybe you didn't use that still have the tags on that are just hanging there that are going to be a blessing to someone else. And for those kids that really kept those uniforms, and a lot of parents, I was in the beauty salon the other day having my feet done, and one lady said that her daughter's school clothes were immaculate from last year. And there are people like that where their kids' school uniforms are immaculate. And so we want to encourage you that if your kids have grown, to make sure that you donate those clothes. And then we have a correction on the phone number for the library.
It looks like the number is going to be 447. No, okay. It's 443-7259. 443-7259. I'm going to write that down, and we want to remember to remind you again, 443-7259. And it's really easy because all you've got to do is there are 10 branches, and I'm sure that there's one near you. You just take those school supplies, those school uniforms, they need belts, anything having to do with school. You can drop those off at any of the 10 branches, and they're going to make sure that they get into the right hands and make sure that those uniforms are distributed. And as you well know, everybody has a different target date for back to school. So let's don't drag our heels. Let's not carry those clothes around in your car for days and days and days. And please, just as a courtesy, make sure that those uniforms are clean and ready to go, and don't give anybody anything that you wouldn't want your child to wear. And when you look at your own children, I think for me, that gives me the lifting power to make sure that I donate something nice. And then there are those people that find things that are on sale that they just buy an abundance of, and you can donate those things as well, because it's going to be a blessing to a lot of kids and a lot of families. So you know what, we talk about it all the time, being our brother and our sister's keeper, and this is what it's all about. Now, as we're switching gears this morning, we have told you that the OPT and our affiliate, KAYT 88.1, are going to be presenting media sponsors at this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. We want you to mark your calendar, October the 20th. We don't have a specific time for the race date, but it's early, as it has been every year. This is the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And we're going to be raising money, not only raising money, but raising awareness. And one of the things that we want to do is we want to get others involved. We want to bring other people along. And we just want to thank the people that have already called our office at 318-445-5658 and said, I'm available. What can I do? And I tell you what, anybody, DC, that connects with Team OPT and says, what can I do? We're going to find a way that they can be the change that they want to see.
Absolutely.
And so we want to encourage those phone calls. Keep them coming in. We want to raise more money than we raised last year. We raised right at $20,000 for the cause. But what we do know about raising money is that it's challenging. It is challenging. But not only do we want to raise money, we want to raise awareness. And one of the ladies that called us yesterday that said, I am available, she said, I need to have my mammogram. So we have helped to raise this money. Not just Team OPT, the community at large has worked vehemently. They have worked tirelessly to raise money to eradicate breast cancer. And we would say to you that there are still free mammograms at Christus Cabrini Hospital.
Yes.
There is no excuse. There is no excuse for you not having a mammogram if you're 40 years old or older. So there's no need to talk about, I don't have insurance, I don't have the money. It is so simple that a cavewoman could sign up to do it. So I am encouraging you, we are encouraging you this morning, stop procrastinating, pick up the phone and call Cabrini Hospital and get your mammogram scheduled. You're on point, everybody. It's 8:23 a.m. on July the 26th. It's Thursday. It feels good. It's almost the weekend. You're on point, everybody, and we'll be back right after this.
Hicks HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACBT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinla one heartbeat at a time. The number to phone is 318-442-0106. You know, before we went to break, we were talking about the race for the cure, the Susan G. Komen race for the cure. It is now the Sinla race for the cure, and we want to encourage people that you can begin to sign up for the race, and we're going to tell you more about how you can go in and register to walk with Team OPT. We're going to say it a lot in the next weeks and months to come as we talk about the race. We just want people to get involved. We want people to get up off the bench of life and get in the game. You know, it may not be you, but, you know, we know what the word says, but for the grace of God, there go I. And we know that 1 in 8 women in her lifetime will get breast cancer. And there are too many women that are dying needlessly. And that's why we're passionate about the Sinla race for the cure, because we know that women don't have to die. We know with just a little bit of attention to ourselves, with a little bit of self-care, And that means self-breast exams. That means getting our yearly mammograms and checks. But it also means being our sister's keeper. It means asking your sister friend if she's 40 years old or older, if and when she had her last mammogram. You know, sometimes, ladies, we can get so busy during the course of a day, a week, a month, a year, that before you know it, you've let several years pass you by without having a mammogram. And what that invokes in many of us is fear. Fear of what if? Well, you know what? The only way to get past that fear is to do it afraid. And so I really want to appeal to those women that you haven't had a mammogram in several years, or maybe you've not had a mammogram at all, that this is the time. This is the time to go and get your mammogram. And I know that this is a word for somebody. You've put off, you've procrastinated, you've said, I'm going to do it when. Well, now is when. Do it now. We're going to be talking about raising money if your church organization, if your sorority, if your group. If you would like to get involved with the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, you can get involved individually, you can get involved collectively, you can get involved corporately. All you've got to do is either call us up, we'll tell you how you can join our team, or we'll tell you how you can create your own team. We want to see more people out. We want to see people come out and get involved. And this is a disease, let me tell you, that does not discriminate. It doesn't care what color you are. It doesn't care how old you are. It doesn't care how much money you have. This is a disease that can and will affect many. And so what we're trying to do is not be reactive, but be proactive. We're trying to act and fill the coffers so that the research and the development can get done, so that no family, no woman will have to face breast cancer and face dying from breast cancer. But the only way that we can do that is to raise awareness and to be the change that we want to see in our community. And we're doing it every single day. And we want you to come aboard and be part of that. All you got to do is, again, you can send a check. You can send that to 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, Alexandria. And you can zip it with 71302. Or you can phone our offices at 318-445-5658. And DC, you wanted to say what about it?
Got to get involved.
Yeah, it's why is it so hard, you think, for people to just get involved?
Well, I think people think that just one person doesn't make a difference. But, you know, it just takes one person. And each time one person adds, that's one more person. And, you know, if you've been nudged in your spirit that you should do something, you should just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call the office. 445-5658. You can call us here at the studio anytime before 9 a.m. from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can contact us via mail.
Absolutely. At 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, Alexandria, 71302. And we really are looking for people to have fresh and innovative ideas this year, because we want to. There are a lot of things that really went well last year, but there are some things that we want to really do differently this year. We're looking for innovators. We're looking for people, DC, with great ideas.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of people out there with a lot of excellent ideas. And so, you know, and if you have a business and you want to showcase your business, basically we're going to be telling people about what you do, mm-hmm. and how they can get involved with what it is that you do, how they can take advantage of your goods and services. And of course, you know, we're looking for groups, you know, any type of group, it's no respecter of groups, you know, any group that feel that they are
change makers.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Or you know, just want to be involved with something that's helping somebody else. You know, we invite you.
Absolutely. Everybody is absolutely invited, and there is nobody
that will be excluded. Even if you say, you know what, Carlette in D.C., I can't walk. You know what, there's still a way that you can participate and you can sow a seed into someone else's life.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm just reminded when you said if you can't walk, Pastor Kirk's pushed his mother in the race last year.
Isn't that something?
Absolutely.
You know, D.C., there were so many incredible stories that came out of last year's race.
There were a lot.
And I'm going to tell you one thing. I probably cried more last year than I have in a long, long time. And they weren't sad tears. They were happy tears. They were tears of passion. Because we really felt the heartbeat of this community.
Absolutely. The community stepped up and did it. And I think it's all about leadership, you know, just mm-hmm. needing to, you know, we need more people to lead, you know.
And, you know, as you say that, it's so tough because everybody wants things to happen. Everybody wants to see change, but nobody is really willing to commit to make a change. And although we had a lot of people that got involved, there were so many of you that didn't get involved. There were so many people, D.C., that we know, that we know, that we know, that we know, that should have been involved in this movement.
Absolutely. And there were people who got involved that probably could have gotten more involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were a little standoffish mm-hmm. for whatever the reason. But, you know, you just have to, you know, obey the voice that's speaking to you.
Absolutely. And there's no condemnation for those people who were standoffish, because guess what? This is a new season. This is a new year. And this is the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. So guess what? Be the change that you want to see. You know what? There are some people in life, D.C., that are just game changers. And I'm reminded of the Little Leaguers. There's just some people that when they get in the game, they change it. Man, and that pumps me up. If you're a game changer, if you step up, when you step up to that metaphorical plate and you knock it out the park, we want to hear from you. Because it's some game changers out there, D.C., and they just won't step up to the plate.
And for whatever the reason, some people are gripped by fear. Some people are a little insecure. But you just have to throw your heart over the bar. That's what Norman Vincent Peale said.
Uh-huh.
You throw your heart over the bar, and the rest will follow.
And the rest will follow. And that is a deep, deep, great thought for this morning. Throw your heart over the bar by phoning 318-445-5658. You know what? We're going to shout you out. We're going to shout your church out. We're going to shout your organization out. We're going to shout your business out. Because we want everybody to know that you, your family, your organization, your group, you're a game changer. And that's what it's all about, eradicating breast cancer right here. We're going to start in Central Louisiana, and then you know where we're going to go from there? We're going to take it to the world.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. You're on point. It's 8:37 on this Thursday morning. Stay on point. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more
more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Drs. Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official
OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team. Down in Bunkie, the number to phone is 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number to phone is 337-942-9939. Also, Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton and her incredible team, and I say it, I try to say it as much as I can. If you're looking for great style, healthy hair, or you just need something different, Be Unique Hair Salon is where you'll want to go first. The number to phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday is 318-442-7204. Also, Southwest Beverages. You can log on to Southwest Beverage Safety Messages by going to their website at www.beresponsible.com. And you can get more information about safety. Well, you know, we're wrapping the week up and we've been talking about Little League. We've been talking a lot about sports. And there's just so much happening in our community. And we just want to encourage people to get involved. Get involved in what's happening in our community and in your world. And that's how we become the difference makers. We become the difference makers by getting involved, by being the change that you want to see. And you know, you may not choose one cause or the other, but we would say to you this morning, choose something. Choose something that you can do that will make someone else's life just a little bit better. And you know, we talk about sowing seeds, and we're going to continue to talk about sowing seeds because really, that's what life is all about. It's about giving to others. And we know that the more that we give, the more that ultimately we'll receive, because you can't outgive God. And so we know that this school season, as it embarks upon us, it's coming. We want to encourage you, if you're doing a school drive, if you're doing a drive for clothes, gently used clothes, or whatever it is that you're doing, we'd like to know about it so that we can inform our listeners, so that people can connect with that. And we want to say to those people that really need school supplies and school uniforms, that there is no shame in needing help. And I said it to someone yesterday, I said it to a sister friend, the squeaky wheel is the wheel that gets the oil, the one that makes enough noise to be noticed. So if you need help, there are people and places that you can phone for help, people that will be willing to lead you in the right direction. And you can start with the Rapides Parish Library. And not only are they helping with school supplies, but they had a reading program. And it's just time. And we said to Deuce, just last week, we said, enough with the television, enough with the video games. It's time to get back into the school mode. It's time to switch gears. And so we need to start switching gears with our kids so that they'll be ready for this school season, so that we can impart the very best. Last school season is over. Last year is over. This is a new year. And so we want to set some goals. We want to set some expectations for our kids. And we want to start before school starts. So start now. And we're going to tell you about things that are happening, things that are coming up, and ways that you can connect with different organizations. Y'all, it's Thursday. It's 8:47 a.m. We hope that you're having a very pleasant morning. And if you're not, remember, all you got to do is change what's coming out of your mouth.
Hello, I'm Carol Kinder, a financial advisor with Pathway Advisors. I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jean Williams of Williams Tax and Financial Services, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christa St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Tarnisha Brady Williams, Division Director of the March of Dimes. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Tiffany Nicole Sanders, Attorney at Law. And I listen to On Point Talk with the phenomenal Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director at the YWCA, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Castano, owner of Run Wild, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Love, Administrator for Christa St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Johnny Marks, President of McDonald's Pineville, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Teresa Jenkins Anderson, Secretary of Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Lisa Harris, CEO of the YMCA of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello to the best radio listening audience in the world. I'm Glenda Stock, CEO of McDonald's, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Frances Yeager with KLAX-TV, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Leslie Harless, Vice President and Marketing Director of First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Mayor Clarence Fields of the City of Pineville, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Pastor Chris Augustine, pastor of the Jerusalem Baptist Church of Cottonport, Louisiana. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Gilchrist, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Joy Hodges, a Louisiana legend, and I listen to Carlette Christmas on KAYT 88.1. Please join us on Point.
Hello, I am Jennifer Tishner, owner of Terra Home, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Norvella Calhoun-Williams, principal of Arthur F. Smith Miller School, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Robin Schwartz, owner of Little Cakes with Begatitude, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Councilwoman Mitzi Gibson, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. You need to listen to Be On Point, Be Enlightened, Be Encouraged.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, Market President for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, Executive Director of Sylvia's Caring Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Angela Stewart, Vice President with Red River Bank. Come and get enlightened and inspired. I've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Connie Cooper, Executive Director with Rapids Habitat for Humanity, and I stay informed by listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas at 88.1.
Hi, I'm Angie Roberts, and I work at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning. I'm Lisa Robinson, First Lady of the Living Gospel Church, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Tammy Salazar, Executive Vice President for Red River Bank, and I love to listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi there, I'm Lisa Campo, and I am an OPT contributor, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Helen Velada with Aggressive Health Solutions in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Angela Vernado of the Alpha and Omega Drill Team, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello,
I am Rhonda Gallerson Wade, Clinique Business Manager at Dillard's Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Melinda Descant with Shotland Realty, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sefcik, Member Services at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, my name is Wanda Swalford, and I'm Assistant Principal at Arthur F. Smith Middle Magnet School, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, President and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Carissa Irasitano, Cosmetic Department Manager at Dillard's in Alexandria Mall, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Christine Mercer, Executive Assistant at Hickson Automotive Group, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I am Attorney Ingrid Johnson, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Donna McMickens from Alexandria Eye and Laser Center, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am LaTanya Williams, owner and operator of Tanya's Professional Tax Service, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Denise Handy, business manager with Estee Lauder at Dillard's Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dr. Teresa Hill of Legacy Women's Health, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Carla Perry, sales manager with Dillard's Department Store in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I enjoy listening to Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Monique Rawls. I serve as a magistrate hearing officer with the Ninth Judicial District Court in Rapids Parish, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Margot Thomas from the Family Medicine Center at St. Francis Cabrini, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Renee Seiler, author of Good Enough Mother and the website goodenoughmother.com. You know us, imperfection is the new black. And I have been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody. As we're wrapping up this Thursday morning, we just wanted to leave you with this thought. You know, we're always asking you to do things, but we really want you to meditate on this. Success is not measured by awards. It's not measured by medals or trophies. Success is measured by the difference between what you're capable of and what you actually achieve. And so, with that thought for the morning, we want you to make sure that you don't sit on the bench of life, that you get in the game. It doesn't matter, you know, if you get accolades for doing what you do. We want you to do something, and we want to empower you to get better, because when you get better, you make those around you better. But it starts with you, and we would ask that you wouldn't withhold your supply, your talent, your gifts, that you would lend it to your community, to your fellow person, by being the change that you want to see. You know, often we talk about change and we talk about what needs to happen, but so often we do very little to implement that. And so as you're driving in or sitting at your desk, we want you to consider what you personally can and will do to be the change that you want to see. You know, as always, you guys are just so incredible. Every single morning, we look forward to sharing what we've learned. We look forward to sharing the guests from all across the world. We look forward to connecting with this great network that's called the OPT Network. So we want to remind you that you can phone us once again at 318-445-5658. You can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. You can leave us a message there. You can connect with us there. Or you can send us mail at 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, right here in Alexandria. And you can zip it up with 71302. Again, thank you for being the very best listening audience. Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself. And don't forget, don't ever forget that you can be the change that you want to see in the world. It starts with you and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Thursday and we'll see you right back here on Friday. Have a great day. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.